Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And it is time for Des Cahill. Evan's above is one of the headlines, say, this morning. A dream debut.
Yeah. Evan Ferguson scoring for Ireland. We beat Latvia 3-2. Not a fantastic performance. We ranked well above Latvia. They're one of the weaker teams in Europe. But we led 2-0 early on, threw away the two-goal lead, 2-all at halftime. But we came back to win at 3-2. And Evan Ferguson scored, as you say. He's only 18. You see, we forget this. He's scoring in the Premier League. And he should be doing his leaving cert. You know, and he's probably on a million a year or whatever, you know.
He will never forget last night.
No, but he's doing this on a kind of regular basis, and slight concern that we're relying on him and he's only 18. Yeah. But he did really well, and that's one of the bright, and it kind of cheered everyone up at the match as well, the fact that he scored, that his potential does seem to be coming through even at international level. So as I said, we scored twice early on, good header from Callum O'Dowd, and then Evan Ferguson got the second goal. But we let Latvia back into the game with two goals from outside the box before the break, 2-all. And then Chidozie Agbeni, with his first touch of the ball when he came on as a sub, got the winner to build confidence for Ireland ahead of Monday's vital game against France. But apart from Evan Ferguson, the other newcomer to make a big impression was midfielder Will Smallbone. The Southampton man on loan at Stoke had a hand in the opening two goals, and he was named man of the match. He spoke with Adrian Eames afterwards.
Yeah, obviously a very special night for me and for my family. It's a moment I've been wanting to happen for so long, and for it to be here and to go the way it has was, yeah, very special, like you say.
When did you find out you were playing?
Found out yesterday, so obviously a very proud moment to tell my family that I was playing, and for them to be over here for the moment was very special. And I think, yeah, before the game the nerves are there, but once the game started I think I settled quite quickly, and yeah, obviously it was a good win.
And you had family here for the match, did you?
Yeah, my mum, my girlfriend and my auntie was over for the game. So no, I'm very proud, especially for my mum, for me to play for Ireland. It's obviously something she's always dreamed of and I've always dreamed of. So coming through the younger age groups, she's been there watching, and to be here tonight watching as well is very special.
You've given the manager something to think about now, surely, ahead of France.
Yeah, hopefully that's all I can do. I think he gave me the opportunity tonight to go out there and show what I can do, and hopefully I've not put myself any harm for Monday, which is obviously a great game and a big night for Irish football, and I'd love to be involved in it in whatever way that is.
It is a huge night, and yet it's a daunting prospect, because obviously defensively tonight we gave up a couple of soft goals.
Yeah.
Is that a concern going into a game against the World Cup finalists?
I wouldn't say it's a concern. I'd say it's probably a good reminder in international football, such that no matter how comfortable you feel you are, there's always dangerous individuals, dangerous players, and that'll obviously be no less on Monday with the likes of the players that they've got. So I think it was a good reminder to us to not maybe get a little bit complacent and take our foot off the gas.
And well, you know, the dark days, have you known the dark days with injuries and that awful cruciate injury that you had, but this must be one of the better days, the brighter days, to come on and make your debut and have such an impact.
Yeah, no, like you say, obviously through my injury and everything that was happening, it was a very tough time, and these were the moments I always dreamed of through that time, and to be here in this situation and playing and getting man the match is obviously something that, yeah, it's very special to me and very proud of myself to get here.
Yeah, big night for Will Smallbone. Now, the long road to Euro 2024 begins this evening. 53 nations aiming for a place in Germany next summer. 23 spots are up for grabs because the host nation qualify automatically. So everyone wants to get off to a good start. Northern Ireland, who are back under the care of Michael O'Neill, well, they're away to San Marino. The big game of the night sees England go to Italy. Elsewhere, the Republic of Ireland's under-19s were beaten 2-1 by Slovakia in the first round of the Elite qualifiers for this year's European Championships in Malta. In Gaelic games, Aidan O'Rourke and Paddy Bradley will take charge of the Donegal team for Sunday's final Football League game in Roscommon. It follows the resignation of Paddy Carr as manager yesterday following his meeting with a group of senior players. O'Rourke and Bradley have been part of Paddy Carr's coaching team. Donegal County Board had already called a special meeting for tonight to discuss problems with the Donegal Academy following the resignation of Carl Lacey there. Now, due to torrential rain in the hour prior to throw in last night's Ulster under-20 championship game between Monaghan and Armagh in Castleblaney was called off. It's been refixed for this Saturday in Clonus. In golf, the victory for Rory McIlroy, but no joy for Shane Lowry or Seamus Power at the WGC Match Play Championship in Texas. Adam Scott never led against Seamus Power until the 18th hole, when the Australian sank a big birdie putt to beat the Waterford man. Shane Lowry lost 2-1 to Tim Montgomery, while Rory McIlroy beat Scott Stallings 3-1. All three Irish are in action again today. They each have three group matches before the knockout stages. Amongst the other results, there were surprise defeats for John Rahm and Matt Fitzpatrick. And finally for now, racing today is in Cork. The first race is off at 2:05.